Hey guys, it's Alex. I just wanted to post a quick boo about the iTaste, the Inokin VVVWV3. It's a variable voltage, variable wattage mod slash battery. I don't know why everybody thinks there's just mods. It's a battery, okay? Something like the DNA30s and all that crap. Those are mods because they, you know, it's a programmable sort of deal. This is programmable, but it's pretty simple. But ego batteries and stuff, I don't know, the whole mod thing, okay? Just, you know, cut it out. Send your hate mail to /dev/null. Anyway, I have an Aerotank Mega here from Kanger, and it's awesome. I have some nice Mount Baker Vapor, one of their sample e-juices. I don't know what it is, but it's kind of coconutty. Kind of coconut, buttery, kind of gentle. It's not a very strong flavor, but it's good. Very, very kind of nice and relaxing. 12 milligram Nic, 80-20 PGVG. I know that much. Of course, being a blind vapor, it's hard to tell what everything. You just kind of go by taste. Obviously, if you order something, you know what you get. But like the samples and stuff like that, you don't know until somebody tells you what it is, or, you know, whatever. But the VVVWV3 is a pretty cool little, you know, deal, because it goes from 3-point-something, like 3.2 to 5 volts, 7 to 11 watts. Voltage and wattage, in this case, are pretty much interchangeable, so if you act, you know, if you're blind and you can't see the display, you might be on voltage, you might be on wattage, but you hold down the right button, and then you know, until the screen comes on, then you just go nuts and tap it about 20 times if you want to go all the way up and adjust to taste and warmth and all that. And you can feel, you know, what's going on. And it's not like one of those EVOD twists where it pretends to give you the 4.8, but then at the end it kind of shoves off and sags a lot, so you end up with like 4. And then it really just, it does the typical Dustbuster thing where it's dead, just, yeah, dead. And then it blinks at you, and then you're dead. This thing will go 5 all the way down, and then it just dies. It just shuts off and blinks at you and says, no more. Done. Pass-through, which is cool. Very, very nice, because you can sit there and crank it up to 5 watts. I have a 12,000 mAh Nutrient charger, which also, you know, charge the iPhone, Rockbox players, anything like that. But it's great, because you can sit back and vape this thing for, well, basically until your tank runs out. Then you just fill up again and go. Sorry for the kind of bitchy little rant at the beginning. Recorded this boo once to figure out that it didn't actually, like, save, which is dumb. So there was, like, a 10-second clip of me going, oh, I don't know if I want to play. So that's what that was about. Loving the hell out of this thing. Thinking I might go for a different kind of a real mod with, you know, battery and, like, you know, interchangeable stuff for 6 plus voltage, but I'm not quite there yet. I'm loving this thing at 5. It's pretty awesome. So anyway, that's about it for me. Just had some coffee. Kind of a rushed one because I was getting a little irritated. But that's about it, guys. Hopefully we'll have more stuff. I'm actually thinking about making a specific vaping Twitter and audio boo, so that way people who are interested in more other, you know, like the other crap I talk about, like guitars and drinking or whatever I happen to post on here, don't have to listen to me talk about mods and batteries and vaping all the day. Haven't gotten there yet, though. But I'll do it eventually. Just been busy with a bunch of stuff. But anyway, take care, guys. And vape on if you vape. And if you're smoking, go buy some cigs, e-cigs or something. Get into it. It's fun. It becomes a money-wasting, amazing, good time. And then eventually you find what you like and you stop wasting your money and save a shit ton. Rock on, people.